Well, what's fresh at farmers markets? I met food writer Sarah Dickerman and her daughter Adele to find out.
We're at the Columbia City Farmers Market. We're in the Tonnemaker's fruit stand, fruits and vegetables. And as always, they always have a great selection of stone fruit in the summer.
And what's fresh this week that's caught your eye?
Well, I love a lovely plum in the summer. It's a great moment for plums. You can see over here they have Santa Rosa plums, which are dark skin, and they got this beautiful frosty quality to them. Plums, you want to look for something that's really quite heavy for its size, but firm all around. You don't want to feel a real soft spot. You don't want to also remember fruit growers prefer if you don't poke to find a soft spot.
I was just going to say, what's the etiquette on these plums? Dare we pick one up to see how heavy it is?
Well, you know, it's always good to ask your ask your farmer. It's okay for me to pick up.
Okay, we're getting the okay on this. So you're picking them up?
So you give it a little way, and like you can see, I'm not really pushing in with my fingers to see, but you know, you can feel if you kind of, you know, turn it around in your hand gently, you could feel if there's a really soft spot, which you wouldn't want.
So you want it to be fairly firm.
Yeah, not... that's tricky. You want it to be firm, but not like hard. And that's always a trick. It's a little bit of a touch. Always get them slightly on the firm side, and you can let them sit around until they're softer. But you don't generally want them to be too crisp. And maybe they'll let us cut into one or bite one, or I can buy one, too.
I'll buy one.
Okay.
So we have purchased this plum for 55 cents.
Well, let's go ahead and bite into it.
Oh, and you had to hold your hand out because it was
a
real juicy one.
Yeah, it's a lovely sort of pinkish red going to a golden on the interior. Really sweet, and it has a little perfumed quality, maybe a little akin to a white nectarine. My daughter's taking a bite, too.
What do you say?
Good.
There's so many different kinds of plums. You've got green ones, yellow ones, red ones with red interiors, red ones with yellow interiors, and all of them have different levels of tartness, and some of them are sloppier than others, and just when they're ripe, they're kind of sloppy, and you need to get them quickly into whatever you're cooking with, and some of them you can really enjoy as an icebox fruit.
So if we're not going to just eat them, which is a perfectly good alternative for a fresh plum, what might one do with a plum?
Well, the thing I love about plums is they really go well with savory foods, and they go great in sweets. With a savory food, like, say, you can do a chutney very easily with a whole bunch of plums and maybe some ginger, some cinnamon, a dash of vinegar, maybe some mustard seed, and a little bit of sugar. You just play with the balance of a tiny bit of vinegar and a tiny bit of sugar. You cook it down until it's kind of chunky, and then chill that. And that goes beautifully with pork, with sausages, or with chicken. And then my mother always did this thing that was my favorite thing as a kid, and I love doing it myself. It's called fruit pizza with a very basic pastry crust. And then she would sprinkle it with a kind of combination of ground walnuts and flour and maybe a dash of sugar just to sort of absorb the extra juices. And she cut the plums quite thin, and then she'd let me, maybe when I was my daughter Adele's age, around 7 or 8, I would help her on quite a wide pizza-sized pan lay out all the plums in the various colors that you might find them, you know, the dark ones and the yellow ones.
That sounds
and
beautiful.
A beautiful range of colors, but keep it very flat. You put it in the oven, cook it until the crust browns and the plums get a little pleasantly leathery. And then right at the very end of cooking, she would thin a little apricot jam with lemon juice and just brush it on top of the whole tart and finish it in the oven maybe for 5 more minutes.
A plum pizza. No mozzarella.
No. Although that, you know, the right kind of mozzarella, it might work.
Food writer Sarah Dickerman, she and her daughter Adele met me at the Columbia City Farmers Market to talk plums. In December, Sarah Dickerman's new book, The Bon Appetit, Food Lover's Cleanse, comes out.